It's Tuesday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. And this week, over the next few days, we're moving into our last week all around our topic this month, which was on fear. So this topic definitely has felt more heavier than topics we've done over the last couple of months, because fear is a heavy topic. And when we're trying to move through making very concrete life changes, looking at our own emotions, healing things and allowing ourselves to grow and to flourish, we have to delve into these topics from time to time. What I did discover this month is that some of you were looking at fear from a different perspective, which was amazing, and seeing that there was more fear stored in your subconscious and even in your body than you realized. And like anything, when we want to move forward and progress, we have to dig deep into these parts. For some people, it brought up a little bit of resistance as well, of saying like, I don't really want to go there, because actually your fear was coming up. And again, that's completely normal. There are going to be topics over this time, and it's time for me, that ones that you just like eat up and love, and others that you do have resistance to. So don't worry about that. But also, as I was saying to a member yesterday, we as women in particular, we go through a lot of cycles within our month, and these can affect our mood and can affect our ability to feel like we're ready and motivated, or we kind of want to hibernate. And if you go into the library and look at the topic of working with the cycles of life and the menstrual cycle, we did cover this at the start of 2020, actually. And it was a really good way of looking at how to really work with not only your own menstrual cycle, but just the life cycles, that there's sometimes we feel motivated. And when we feel motivated, it's really important to go forward with that energy. And when we don't feel motivated, we do other things to really nurture ourselves in those moments. They're the times for the baths, the quiet times, the reflective times. So it's a really good idea to get in tune with your own body and also get in tune with your own, you know, emotional cycle and even physical energy cycle as well. So that topic would be very helpful if you weren't a member at that time and you want to go back and listen to some of the teachings with that. And really what I would say around fear is, it's also a big part of what we've talked about this month, is about what it stops you from doing. And that was the biggest realization for people, how much it was stopping. And as I talked about on Friday, what are you going to do to move forward? So before I talk about today's teaching, it has really spurred me on. I had two topics in mind for next month, but I really do want to complete one of them. So the topic we're going to be covering next month is actually about taking action. So we're all good at sabotaging ourselves, we're all good at procrastinating, but actually what about getting motivated, feeling inspired, feeling encouraged and uplifted to really take action on what we want in our life? What we're all going to do is set ourselves one goal for the month. And if you're in the WhatsApp group, I know only a few of you are in it at the moment, please do feel free to join. But if you're in the WhatsApp group, if you feel comfortable, we'll share what our goal for the month is and we'll support each other over it. I want everyone to set one goal that feels realistic and achievable within, you know, 30 to 31 day period. Now, we'll be talking more about this next week. That's not what the whole topic's about. But what I want to do is just to get you to focus on something and to see that you can achieve it. You have so much support from me, you have so much support from the other members and from all the work you're doing yourself, that it is possible. And also, it's not going to be a huge goal, so something that feels like way out of, you know, the realms of possibility to achieve in that time, but to give you that sense of motivation and also that sense of achievement. But then as we move through next month, it is going to be about, how do I integrate everything that I've learned in my life to date, not just in It's Time For Me? How do I start to really put forward my best steps in life? How do I start this process of really beginning to say, these are the changes I want and these are the changes I'm going to create? So it's going to be a very exciting one. That's what I want. I want to really lift the energy, particularly after this month's topic, which was a bit heavy, and to get you feeling uplifted again. And we're going to be moving into May in a couple of weeks, so it's a perfect time. We'll land in May, about 2 weeks into next month's topic. Summer will be arriving and we'll be feeling really heightened in our own energy. And I think the support of each other is going to be really important around this as well. So for today's topic around fear, one of the things I talked about on Friday, and I think my message on Friday was quite harsh in a way, and not in a bad way, but just kind of saying, look, what are you going to do? Are you going to take accountability and responsibility? How are you going to really look at why your fears are stopping you and what you're going to do in your own self to overcome it? With anything, there's no magic formula for anything. a lot of times it just takes us to say, I've got to move myself in the direction of where I want to go by taking small steps. I have no expectation for you to take a large leaps or do things that are too far out of your comfort zone that would actually set you back. So what I want you to think about today is, I want you to pick something that it has been a fear for a while and has been something that has held you back from really moving forward in one part of your life. Pick something that, some part of that fear, don't have to take the whole fear, but some part of that, and sit down today at some point. You can journal on this, or you can think about this, or you can even text this to me privately, and just say, like, what am I going to do? So what is the fear that comes up, and what is the hardest part of that fear that I feel I can't really make the breakthrough? But what one little action can I take to start in that direction? As I always say with anything, telling yourself you're in the process of doing something is better than forcing yourself to say, I better do it or I will do it. Because with fear in particular, it comes with such a range of emotion. We talked about this in our soul gathering as well this month. You know, there is such an amount of emotion, even trauma attached to fear, and really difficult circumstances. So that's why it is a heavier topic, like I said earlier on. And that's why it does come with that, sometimes an inability within ourselves to really step outside of that. But when you look at everything you've achieved in your life, you know, you've achieved more than you probably even realize. And you are fully capable and fully able to do that. So it might be that I need to get support, maybe from a therapist or a counselor, to, you know, really help me to understand myself and to be able to work through this fear. That could be part of the step you need to take. Another step could be, I need to talk to somebody or to say to somebody out loud what it is that I want to achieve around my fear, so that you've kind of put it out there into the universe and somebody's there to check in and see how you got on with it. Or it might be simple that you have to take an action step, like something very tangible, which is like, you know, for a new job, I'm just going to do up that CV and get on with it. So think about what you can do, but actually I want you to start doing it like today and this week, and by the end of the week, having started to take that step. And this is leading you really into what we're going to be starting next week, because next week is all going to be about, or I should say next week because we're starting a new topic, but the whole of next month is going to be about being accountable, taking responsibility, and seeing that when you really put your best foot forward, the stuff that will come to you in life, what you'll create and what you'll achieve, will feel so good that it'll be motivating within itself. So I wish you a beautiful Tuesday, and I look forward to talking to you really soon.